Friends, wherever you are on the face of this planet, once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live on interrupted transmission on this very day, the 6th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approximately 3.5 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. We are in the Zoological Republic, and we are coming to you as we promise 2 times every blessed day, a.m. and p.m. Irrespective of where you are domiciled, we continue the very ceaseless, the very determined propagation of the gospel that will restore that very kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, and that place is Biafra. And in so doing, be able to reintroduce or usher in an era of enlightenment when darkness will no longer hold sway over the lives of men. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our hardcore beloved Biafrans on the eastern coast, especially of the United States of America, right all the way through to Los Angeles on the western front. This is your radio station which you support. This is your radio station that you have given every ounce of encouragement, and in return, we pledge, we renew it every blessed day to serve our people unequivocally, to continue to offer ourselves in absolute submission to the will of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, that His will eventually may be done in our lives, and help to usher in this new era of decency, this new era of civilization, this very new era where the tag of being animals will no longer be applicable to a segment of people from this very dark continent. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are here. And that is exactly why we are Radio Biafra, a station that cannot be replicated, not copied. Our genre, our style, our effort is seamless. Sometimes people think it is easy that they can replicate what we are doing, but it is not possible. because they have not come through the ordination of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama. Only us have been able to do so. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are once again, and we ask you to also welcome other people as we encourage you to please get your pen and paper ready, because there is no other institution or citadel greater than Radio Biafra, that we are here to ensure that truth and honesty will always prevail, because the only thing that lasts for a lifetime is truth. Dishonesty and lies can never ever stand the test of time and scrutiny. That is why we continue. That is why adversaries fall by the wayside. That is why they will continue to do so until Biafra comes and beyond. That is why in all that we do, we must ensure that we jettison everything that will take us back in terms of accomplishing the very noble endeavor that is the restoration of Biafra. We must ensure that the family units, wherever we are around the world, is intact. It is the responsibility of every coordinator to ensure that his or her zone, his or her country is intact, to make sure that the forces of darkness, those of them using the name of Biafra to serve Satan, those of them using the name of Biafra to serve the interest of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, those of them shouting Biafra, 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 fueled by hunger, fueled by desperation, fueled by envy, jealousy, and greed. We can't allow such entities to prevail. We must come upon them like a ton of bricks, as we have been doing, to ensure that they are dead with no hope or shred of resurrection. The same way we promised them that they will close down is how they have shut down. They cannot maintain this very effort, this momentum, which is unstoppable. We are in the Zoological Republic, making our way to our holy land of Biafra, and in the process, stopping by at places to continue this very propagation of the gospel of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama, as ordained that it must be preached. That is why he determined that we should come, and we have come, that we may breathe life into his own children, return them back to him as he decreed, and ensure that forever and ever these very difficult children of his will know who he is, that he is Chukwu Abiama, that he is God, he doesn't fail. The same way he was yesterday, he will be today and forevermore, because this very universe that mankind inhabit does not have any end. From the beginning to the end, you cannot begin to imagine it. That is why we are here. That is why we must continue our work, and that is why Biafra will come. Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, the host, the leader, the absolute and total commander of every loyal, every determined force that wants and will fight under the banner of the tricolor of the rising sun, in as much as this very class of 2013 to 2015 is concerned. We are here to ensure that this work is completed. We cannot start something and abandon it. People may get upset. They may get a bit angry. They may get irate. They may get frustrated with the very laid-back approach and attitude of some people or some segments of society within Biafra, but that is not good enough reason for us to abandon this very ordained effort. It is not good enough for us to forget those that perished, 5.2 million of them in total, that died between 1966 and 1970. We cannot abandon the efforts we have put in, the contributions made by people to ensure that Radio Biafra remains on air. All of those things cannot be thrown away. It cannot be thrown away. We must continue to do our work. Our effort is ceaseless. The only thing stopping us now is non-availability of the requisite arms and weaponry for which or with which we can defend our land with. That is the only thing missing. Boko Haram is sweeping from the north. They are coming down. The Mohammedan Emirates of the north are determined to obliterate every trace of our culture, all our being, our identity, as was revealed yesterday, that in some places, in some parts of Germany, that the recognition of the Igbo language is becoming a very severe problem for them, because according to them, or as they have claimed, or allegedly, as it was reported, the Federal Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the Zoological Republic denied the existence of Igbo language. That was the very issue which we focused on yesterday, and we came out of it more enlightened than we went in, and we thank everybody that contributed very meaningfully to that very exciting debate last night. This morning, we intend to continue, perhaps with the same topic, or maybe with something else. We may even be able to look at the issue of Burkina Faso, and ask ourselves, why is it that these things are so prevalent in dark Africa? Why are the hearts of men so dark? Why is it that despite the best efforts and intentions of the international community sometimes, Africa continues to wallow in abject poverty, in a type of deprivation and want that you cannot begin to fathom? These are the questions we are asking, and we need answers to them, because it will help us, it will guide us to make sure that we build a civilization in Biafra worthy of emulation elsewhere. As always, our lines will be open, and we are praying that when it does open, that all the necessary lines will be available and functioning. Therefore, it is my duty to remind you once again that this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. This is not a recording. The only way you can know that is by corresponding the time that you hear with that which is on your wrist or on your wall. The time here now is very close to 12 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. What it means is that if it is the same number of minutes past the hour where you are, then for definite, you know, this is live. Of course, it is live because it is that time of the morning again when we have promised to come to you live and direct. And for those of you who are here, we start 8 a.m. in the morning. Everybody else outside, and especially if we use the landmark of London, it is 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. In the Zoological Republic, which we are in, it is 8 a.m. in the morning and 8 p.m. in the evening, because in England, the clock went backwards, and we have to try and use that because most of the world, most of the time zones, they also adjust their time as well. So we must ensure that we accommodate those people too. This is Radio Biafra. And when our lines does open, the number to call will remain plus 234-817-3813-596. I repeat, plus 234 or 081-738-13596. And I can categorically assure everybody that apart from the 23 missed calls, I have not been able to receive anything else today. I do not know what is happening, and I hope to rectify this at some point during the day. But we are also on plus 44-208-133-9976. A lot of you came to us via this very means yesterday. I repeat, plus 44-208-133-9976. If anybody wishes to make contact with us, and I'm sure that the very eminent barrister himself is trying to make contact and has made contact, that is the number to call as well. We are on Viber, we are on Tango, we are on Skype, and as ever, it is Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1 that is on Skype and on Viber. If you wish to come to us via that very means, it is plus 234-810-09-04599. Of course, the same line for Tango as well. Please, I will now go straight away to the barrister without further hesitation to please very graciously accept his presence. The same way I will ask the very eminent barrister, Attorney at Law, Barrister Mamesu, to also kindly accept very graciously the presence of Biafrans all over the world. Together, we are the indigenous people of Biafra. Barrister, if you can hear me, please proceed.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think the line is streaming very well.
It is very clean, very peaceful.
Wherever you are. It is, yes. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, we are waking you up this morning. Our morning edition, just like we spoke last night, we get to you on a daily basis, twice every day, morning and evening, in quest to restore Biafra. That is the reason why we come to you, and that is why, unfailingly, we will come to you, because Biafra is too priceless to us. That was why I was so upset yesterday when our brother flippantly said something that he was supposed not to say.
Not just you, Barrister. A lot of people were upset. A lot of people were upset, Barrister. A lot of people were upset yesterday, I must tell you.
Director, I was quite upset. Because I thought that it was something that is your fault or something that we have done here on Radio Biafra, not knowing that what we are trying to correct is exactly the reason why our brothers say we should abandon. It doesn't make any meaning to me. It does not convey any act of cleverness or intelligence. It just says, Director, what made me most upsetting is the frequency of asking you to abandon this. If he says it once or twice, it's understandable. The frequency of abandon this, Director, abandon this call. As if the fault came from you or the fault came from us, we corrected since we started Radio Biafra. If we use the same token of abandonment, then of course. So if we abandon this struggle, our people carry on dying. I mean, that guy should go to bed and sleep for a week and then wake up to come on air and say, sorry, I did not mean to say this. Because the souls of those who are dead and those who are dying and the living would not like to hear such a word ever again here on Radio Biafra. That we are trying to extricate ourselves out of what is quagmire that has been hinged upon our heads and our people. Daily, we are being killed. That did not even occur to him that we are suffering and suffering seriously. Our people have been denied of the rights of everything, Director, you can think of. Our people are being marginalized. In workplaces, they are sacked. No Biafra man or woman can ever claim to be at the helm of affairs. Look at Atiku Buhari. They want to come back to power after being there. After staying there, they could not do anything meaningful. They want to come back again. Our people are wallowing in ignorance. And this is something a brother could suggest. Abandon. Mechukwuebiama, forgive you, Mr. Onunko Onuora, I don't know what it is, out of anger. If not, Director, recommended that you be a steadfast Biafran, I would have said, don't call this Radio Biafra ever again. But he recommended that you and your family donated the land. That is a substantial gift to Biafrans. But please never, ever come back with such degrading comment. Biafra, do you know how many millions of people listening morning and evening? The eagerness of getting Biafra and the willingness of going back home. Wherever you are, please listen carefully. And nobody should say anything that can degrade or downgrade what we do here. Because Biafra is very precious to very many people, men and women and children and old. And it's not a place we should come and play with, or a word we should even dream of downgrading. Good morning, Director, and I wait for the news.
Of course you will. Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us this morning, as we expect him to. And the barrister will remain with us. A lot of people are calling us already, as we expect them to. We please plead with you to give us some time to finish the news headlines, accompanying news summary. And then we may be able to debate the issue last night, which barrister himself alluded to, was quite emotive. I can understand the reason why my dear brother can be frustrated. Who wouldn't be frustrated with the level of apathy, with the level of hopelessness and stupidity that pervades the minds of our people? I doubt who will not be upset by it all. He was upset, and I'm sure his heart is now contrite, and he will be able to review it. We have come a long way. We are not going to retreat. Anything I say, I do. No retreat and no surrender, Biafra or death. Our people must understand that. Maybe some people are used to saying things and not doing them. Maybe some people have dabbled in one form of fraud or the other, where it is the order of the day to lie as much as possible. But I can assure you categorically that here on this very platform, Radio Biafra and IPOB all over the world, We are not engaged in the business of lies and deception. We don't say one thing and do another. People may wish that will be the case, but it is not. In the fullness of time, our people will come to realize that our approach, our method is second to none and will deliver the desired result. If you don't know about something, it means you don't know. If you speak, you are speaking out of turn and out of ignorance. It means you do not know. And if we have not told you, it means we don't have to tell you. Because if we tell you, you will mismanage the information. Any day you don't get your way, you go out blabbing and rambling, and our enemies will know all our secrets. That is why it is taking me such a long time to make this very painful and tedious trip back to Biafra land from here in the zoo. Because we have to make sure that everywhere we come to, we set up our people, we clear things now in secret, no longer in the open. We make sure that everything is done properly the way it should be done. And then we proceed very cautiously. We enter into our land, make sure that everything that is supposed to be in place is in place, because our people are very, very hungry on the ground. Anything they can sell, you know, buying and selling, if they can sell their integrity, if they can sell the struggle, anything they can sell in order to be able to raise funds from the Zoological Republic and the dark agents of Satan, they will be able to do so. We are here to stop them. We are here to stop our enemies. We are here to restore our land. We are here to bring back the glory of Chukwu Abiama to that very holy and sceptered land we are fighting very, very diligently for. If you don't do anything about Biafra land, the same way that the battle is raging on today for Jerusalem is how you're going to fight. Most of you don't quite understand what is going on, that there is this raging battle at the Temple Mount, which is the Temple of Solomon, that some other people decided to come and build their own places of worship as well, on top of what has been existing for a very long time. Now it is causing an outrage. Why? Because the Israelites were taken into slavery nearly over 2,000 years ago. I hasten to add, over 2,000 years ago. And since then, they have been trying to come back, but before they could come back, given that nature abhors vacuum, everything they had was taken away from them. They had to fight their way back into their own land once again. And today, their most revered, the holiest place that anybody can think of in terms of man's consciousness and understanding, which is Jerusalem, has been taken away from them. The city of David, taken away from them. And not that it's taken away from them or that they're not in control, they are in control, but at least on top of the Temple Mount stands two religious sites of other people that they are in antagonism with. And today they cannot get it. People are fighting and dying because you abandoned it. The same thing happened to Biafra land. Today we are campaigning. Today we are shouting. Today we are screaming. We are trying to let the world understand, especially our people, especially Igbo people. Please try to wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your sleep. The fact that Owasrike was bad doesn't mean everybody's bad. The fact that maybe in one form or the other you may have dabbled in one dubious thing or the other in your life doesn't mean every other person is dubious. There are some things you don't play with. You don't play with the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. You don't play with the Holy Spirit, and also you don't play with Biafra. These things are sacred. You play with it and you will go down. Ask every other person that tried what became of them. Owasrike is a very bad person, a very evil man, building hotels all over the place, amassing himself in unimaginable luxury. That is not what Biafra is all about. Biafra is about hard work and graft, and eventually we will be able to get there. Please don't try to judge other people by the very low standards of your own self or those around you. There are those with very impeccable track record when it comes to the love they possess for their country, and we are in that very league, and not many of us exist. Not many people can say there is nothing I will not do for my country. Not many people. That is why we are here. That is why we continue to do this very work. And that is why Chukwu Abiama will grant our wishes and grant us our prayers by ensuring that our country is restored to its original glory. Not just any political space or entity, but a place where his name will be revered and worshipped. Because we did make a promise to Chukwu Abiama, give us this very land, we give it back to you. In praise and in total submission. That is why we must continue. That is why you will tell your friends and your family. Tell them that we are alive. Tell them that we are on. Only when I am traveling will you not be able to hear from me as long as I am in this part of the world. You will be able to hear from me. Only when I am on the road, and unavoidably so, will you not be able to hear Radio Biafra or hear me host this very program. Therefore, wherever you are, I must want to welcome you, and I must thank all of them, our Facebook admin, all of you from top to bottom have been working very, very hard to ensure the sanitization of the largest forum of its kind anywhere in the world, approaching 500,000 people. We are incredible. We are formidable. We are doing all we can to ensure that this very gospel which we preach on this platform is received as far and wide as possible, because other more established media outlets will not carry this very story. That is why, if what our brother said is to be believed, the German government is not giving credence to our one of the major pillars or languages, in fact the mother of all Biafran languages, because everything from Ijaw to Bibio, everything flows from Igbo language. Everything is the same, if you doubt me. There are in some places where when you want to count 1, 2, 3, 4 in Igbo language, you say Otu, Abo, Ato, Ano. In other places, they call it Nge. Nge is the same thing as Otu. They don't sound the same thing. They don't even look alike, but they are the same language. Therefore, Ibibio, Efik, even Ijaw, some part of Kalabari, everything they speak, the root comes from Igbo language. We must understand that very, very clearly. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to educate, to enlighten, to make sure we polish the minds of our people to become receptive to this very good news that we preach on this very platform. Once again, the number to call when our lines open remains +44208-133-9976. Our universal number, anywhere we are in the world, receive. I don't know what Jonathan has done to our line. Our line is no longer working, and I don't know if they're trying to track us with it. Perhaps they are trying to locate our movement with it. I don't know. I don't know what is happening. And I'm even reluctant to publish any additional numbers until I get to our capital in Enugu and have been able to pray, as I promised Chukwu Abiama that I would, when I get into his own capital on this very, this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. And now we shall proceed without any hesitation towards our news headlines this morning and accompanying news summary. We are reporting today that Boko Haram terrorists have freed 2,255 prisoners. They have freed them, basically, and 46 prison staff have lost their lives. This is what you may need to do sometimes if you want to release your people from detention, because the zoo are populated by animals who have no recourse to reason. Our people are incarcerated. Benjamin Onwuka is in detention. We have our people being killed. What they do is that they select those of them to kill, and they bring them out, take them to SARS or COSO, and shoot them or asphyxiate them, which is the denial of oxygen to the brain. They will die. They will dump their bodies in the Ezu River. Do you know how many mass graves you have in Anambra alone? Do you know how many mass graves you have in Anambra alone? People don't understand why Chukwu Abiama is upset with us. The level of abomination going on in that very place is unacceptable. We must do something to get our people who are in prison freed. Boko Haram is not saying too much about it. They have the weapons, they have the arms, and they have the dedication and loyalty of fighters, and therefore they can free anybody that they wish to free. How about our own people? We are begging every day. Oh, we are in court. We filed an injunction under Article 6, Subsection 9. Adjourned till next year, 15th of June. That next year comes 2015, 15th of June. They say, oh, one technicality, a revised submission by rubbish. Which is why I don't even actually think, to be honest with you, that you have proper lawyers in that zoo. I don't think you do, because it is a place without law. It is devoid of reason and common sense, because there is one particular variable that has to be present for law to be able to work in a civilized or seemingly civilized society. That thing is common sense, decency, and the ability to reason. Without the, you can have all the finest laws in the world as you do in the zoo. If you don't have the people to implement it mentally, people to sit down and interpret the law using a slight dose of common sense, you will end up with the same charade and nonsense you have in the Zoological Republic, where you even have senior advocate advocating for who? Advocating for criminals, of course. Boko Haram terrorists have managed through their activities to free over 2,255 prisoners, and they have shot dead nearly 50 prison guards in the process, and most of them are Biafran people. Collapsed synagogue building in Lagos has no approval. What has approval in the zoo? Even the creation of the zoo called Nigeria, does it have approval? Did Jonathan not rig election? Did the people before him not rig election? What in the zoo is approval? Everybody from the House of Senate to the House of Representatives, how many of them did not buy guns and arm thugs and unemployed youths to fight for them to rig or to snatch ballot boxes? How many of them, let them stand up and say it, in the so-called House of Senate, House of Assembly, all that rubbish, how many of them can stand up and say, I did not rig election, therefore everything in the zoo is fake, including even their places of worship, where they claim that God is being worshipped is fake? Can you, how many collapsed buildings or how places of worship have you heard all over the world? The Temple of Solomon is still going after heaven knows how many thousands of years. It is still there. If you go there, you will see it. All the other great places of worship of the world, everywhere, you can see them still standing till today. But because people in this part of the world are fake, they lie to Chukwu Abiama, they lie to God. They go and build shambolic buildings and it collapses. It will collapse on top of you. How many times have you heard? Even St. Paul's Cathedral in London, despite all the war that happened around it, it still stood. No bomb fell on it. As sinful as they are. At least that place, they said, this is the house of worship to God. Nothing happened to it. St. Paul's Cathedral, built around 1450 AD. Your own, you build your own and it collapses. And you don't ask yourself questions because your heart and your hands are not clean. People call the name of God, God, God. In the name of God, I'm preaching. Name of God. All this nonsense, even those that lie through their feet, they talk rubbish and they claim it's in the name of God. And Chukwu Abiama will punish all of you for lying in his name. That is why buildings are collapsing and will continue to collapse. People think that they can mess about. Everything is 419. Everything you can lie with. That is why idiots who are engaged in criminal activities, they think that we can come and lie with the name of Biafra. You must be mad. You must be insane. The fact you're a criminal doesn't mean that every other person is a criminal, because they are not. They are not criminals. We have come to serve our country, and our country is going to come restored by virtue of our effort through the grace of Chukwu Abiama. Collapse synagogue. Of course it will collapse. Why shouldn't it collapse? The Christian Association of Nigeria, that very toothless, noise-making, decrepit, insipidly corrupt, oozing compromise from each of its infested pores. They have spoken again. They have read the riot act to Muslim clerics. How can you read the riot act to them? These are killers. These are people who have come to propagate their religion. You can't stop them. That was how they came or broke away from Sokoto in the first place, to begin to spread this very virulent, devastating form of their religion. What can do? Nothing. They cannot do anything. Cannot do anything. All they do is to yap. You have Yoruba people in Can. What do you expect them to do? These are bona fide cowards to the bone marrow. They cannot do anything. If you go to behind the Yoruba general, you just shout, Boko Haram, you see him, he will pee on his pants. Useless people. These are the people you are in Can with. Oh, you are in Can. The brother is it Jamaatu? Alan Azrael, Islam. In the same family, answering the same Babatunde, the same family, the same surname. One is a prophet through the Bible. The other one is a cleric through the Quran. In the same place, and you're doing. Khan is warning Muslim clerics. Be there, warning them, and they're coming. Keep warning, and they keep coming. You're warning them. Khan is a useless. I don't. This hopeless compromise. They have acquired all the negative attributes of their counterparts in other parts of the world who now don't think that God exists. This is something. Private jet here and there, luxurious apartments, fleet of cars, and people. That is what surprises us, or me in particular, is that people can wake up and go and give money to all these pastors that will not bring light to their village, will not build any road, will not revive all the industries, will not do anything for them. In the name of, maybe I will go to heaven. They're not sure of where they're going to. And then you have Radio Biafra doing, that is the mind of a black person from Africa. That is why I say that black people are patently evil people. If you want to know how evil black people are, take the case of Biafra and Radio Biafra as an example. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we were interrupted, not through any machinations of the men of the underworld, as instructed by the President of the Zoological Republic, Goodluck Jonathan. But this time around, there was power failure. No power. We've been trying, or they have been trying, to start the rickety generator, and we believe they managed to do so, and we are back. And we hope there is enough petrol in it to carry us through. That is what we see when you get to this part of the world. If it is not mobile phone network, it is lack of power supply. All these things, they keep happening. All this while, it has been going swimmingly well, but all of a sudden, they took us unawares. It is because of also the static interference coming all the way from generator sometimes. That is why we don't want to use to turn it on when we are broadcasting, but we are live back once again, and we are direct to you from the Zoological Republic. This is the resumption of Radio Biafra live AM transmission on this very day, this day being the sixth day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is very close to 12 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. 12 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. It should be the same time to the top of the hour where you are as well. I was in the midst or in the middle of presenting the news headlines, and in fact, I was going through the whole news summary when there was no light. And we have to return to go back to where we were and continue our presentation this morning. But before I do so, I must once again remind you that after these news headlines and accompanying news summary, you will be able to interact with us. You will be able to call us. We will be able to take your call. And in so doing, also be able to accept very graciously any contribution you may have to make in terms of your views and your opinion. We are on Viber, we are on Tango. Radio Biafra can be accessed via Skype as well. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. And also in whatever guise or form that you wish to come through to us, you're more than welcome to do so. Our number remains +44208133 9976. And also our number here in Biafra land, which we are hoping against hope that it will work, remains +234 8173 8135 96 or 081 738 13596. These are the means through which, or in fact, it is the only correct way to say it. These are the only means through which you'll be able to get through to us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore recap very speedily and then go back to what I was saying before as well, that Boko Haram terrorists have freed 2,255 prisoners, and in the process, they have killed 46 prison staff as well. Even working for the prisons now is no longer safe for people. Collapsed synagogue building has no approval. They said it has no approval. Nothing has approval in the zoo. It has collapsed, and also can read riot act to Muslim clerics. Olusegun accuses INEC of plotting to disqualify Christians from 2015 ballot. This is the man that his own aircraft was caught siphoning money abroad. He is now talking today as well. How they managed to do it, I do not know. The currency of the zoo, Naira, nosedives as anxiety grips investors over falling crude price. When they talk about investment and they talk about the zoo, sometimes I wonder, there is no investment in the zoo. People sell crude oil, they bank the money abroad, they use it to go and buy plush apartments and investments abroad, and that's the end of it. I don't know why they even have a stock exchange in the zoo. What do? Which capital project have they financed? Do they actually understand the meaning of a stock exchange? It is where people buy and sell money for future investment. That is the meaning of it. And where people buy and trade shares of companies. How many companies are there that you're buying and selling their shares in the zoo? But of course, we shall get to that when we get to it. 2015, Ekweremadu and Enugu was senatorial return ticket, whatever that means in the zoo. I do not know. The pettiness of our people is beyond me. And 12 monkeys from the zoo bearing tourist visas, but with no return tickets, bad from the Philippines. Ordinary Philippines. They don't have any industry, nothing of note in Philippines, but yet they are building their roads. Yet they are making things to happen. As poor as the Philippines is, as poor as they are in the Philippines, they are trying to make something of themselves. Do you know that people are going to Philippines, a country with nothing? The highest industry in the Philippines is tourism. That is all. People visit, that is all where they get their money from. You have everything in the Zoological Republic, allegedly, of course, in Biafra land, to be very precise. Yet, people, some of them from Biafra land, are going to the Philippines. Philippines, Wabikun. Philippines. Not on holiday. They gave them tourist visas. They went there to go and stay. Can you believe the Philippines? So, oh, my God in heaven. I don't know. I have some questions I'll ask Chukwu Abiyama. Eventually, I'm telling you the truth. Because some, the way, I can't understand it anymore. You know, it's depressing. Very, very depressing. You live where you come from, that has everything, you're going to the Philippines. Amazing. Now the news in Greek, people are calling us, please, we ask you to wait. As soon as we finish, then you will be able to join us, please, once we open our lines. But for now, I am pleading with all of you calling to just hold your fire. Very, very shortly, you shall or will be able to speak to us after the barrister himself, because barrister will have one or two things to say, I am sure. And also, the coordinator's line is also open as well. Or in fact, it is active and will be open as well, which is Rapid Response 68. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. And now the news in greater detail. This very morning, the morning of the 6th of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 7 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. Boko Haram terrorists, 2,255 prisoners have escaped. A total number of prisoners in the region of 2,255 inmates have been freed from their various prisons across the country in 14 different attacks since July 27, 2009, when Boko Haram terrorists allegedly attacked Maiduguri prisons and freed 482 inmates. The latest of such attacks, which took place exactly a week ago on October 29, saw another set of 366 inmates being freed following the overrun of Mubi, the second largest town in Adamawa State, by insurgents. However, 194 of escapees inmates have so far been arrested. Spokesperson for the Nigerian Prison Service, Mr. Okwe Fatini, always Yoruba people talking. In the army, it is Olukolade. In prison, it is Europe. They always want to go for the job where they will not do anything. All they do is to respond to questions behind the desk, Yoruba. You can never see them at the front line. Very deadly people. In fact, they are the first people to make gossip pay. That is why most Igbo men fathered by them are also into gossip as well. That is why they are into gossip as well. Because most of them cannot understand the meaning of hard work. Yoruba will go and hide behind the desk and talking. This one is Mr. Okwe Fatinikun. He gave the figures at the Forum of Spokespersons of Security and Response. Look at the name, Spokesperson of Security and Response Agencies, Nigerian Initiative, Media Interaction, always media. Olukolade, media. Where is the Yoruba general in the theater of war? Where? Can you please inform me? Tell me where you have a Yoruba general spearheading or commanding any attack against an enemy. Where is it? But anyway, thanks to Radio Biafra, because in the next 50 or 60 years, we will no longer be here, of course. Somebody will come and say, Yorubas, you know, during the fight for Boko Haram, Yoruba general Olukolade is a decorated general. It's all lies, Yoruba. Prisons, Boko Haram are freeing their own people. We need to try and free ours as well. It is our duty. It is incumbent upon us to free our people, and we must endeavor to do so. Nobody will do it for us. Nobody, no court in the zoo will free your people, talkless of giving you independence. We are in court campaigning for independence. We want to be independent. Please, Mr. Justice Shuaibu, how's that Fulani man? Please, can you give us Christians from Biafra land freedom in a court of law? You must be insane. Mad people. The collapsed synagogue with everything around the zoo collapsing, including their own currency as well. They have said that the coroner's inquest into the building collapse at the synagogue, Church of All Nations, another big scam of Yoruba people claiming that they are seeing prophecy, continued on Thursday as the Lagos State Commissioner for Physical Development and Urban Planning, Toyin Ayinde, testified that the collapsed building had no certificate. They didn't actually approve it. There is nothing there to show that they approved it. The building collapsed, killing as many people as possible. From South Africa, they said they came to do pilgrimage. Nala Yoruba Academy pilgrimage. People are daft. The coroner inquest into the building collapse at the Synagogue Church of All Nations continued on Thursday as the Lagos State Commissioner for Physical Development and Urban Planning, Toyin Ayinde, testified that the collapsed guest house has no approval from the state government. This is even as further hearing on the matter has been adjourned till November 5th. They are always adjourning. Adjournment, 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 adjournment. That's all they do. Adjourn, adjourn, adjourn. After a while, you get tired and you give up. The building collapsed because it had no approval. Jonathan has no approval to be the only thing is that if you can rig more than other people and you can bribe as many police commissioners as possible to certify that the ballot boxes they are carrying are the genuine ones, then you're fine. That is why the so-called commissioners of police across the states in the zoo, they are one of the richest people in the world. All of them, their children go to school abroad. Most of them are Hausa Fulani people, having fun at our expense. Why? Because everybody is involved in criminal. That is an industrial scale organized. It is because, in essence, the heart of a modern black African person is full of evil. That is the truth. The heart of an ordinary black African person is full of unimaginable evil. That is why things are the way they are. That is why you have people who are corrupt, people who are more evil, always, always overshadowing those who are good, the very few that are good. There is no way that good can come out of Africa unless we continue and persevere in what we are doing. We are not just bringing light to Biafra through its rescue from the clutches of darkness. We are setting this very continent free from bondage. From bondage. That is why people inbox me, they write me, they call me, they say, you people don't know what you're doing. You have opened up all our eyes. Everybody is listening. We may not be calling, but we are all listening very attentively to this very gospel, to this enlightenment, to this education coming from Radio Biafra. That's why we are untouchable. 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 We must continue to do what we're doing. Our pledge to our people is very, very simple. What we are trying to do before we get into Biafra land is that should anything happen to us, anybody responsible will be obliterated from the face of the earth. Obliteration. Everything bearing the person's name will cease to exist wherever they are in the world. That is the promise we bring with us. Then if you say maybe they are bluffing, they are not very serious, then you try. and in your next life you regret coming into contact with Biafrans. That is why there is so much evil in the zoo that it is unfathomable. You cannot begin to understand this why buildings collapse. They collapse because the people are evil. They are satanic. Even the building materials are not real. People go and trade in death, in the death of other people. From the police to fire brigade to customs to immigration, everybody is imbibed in evil, satanic. All of them. There is nothing good about this very place. Nothing at all that is good. There is not one single thing that is good about the place. That is why we must keep doing what we're doing. That is why we must keep trying to prove that we are civilized beings. The only way to do that is to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. They said that the Cannes Red Riot Act to Muslims. Let's hear what they have to say. The Christian Association of the Zoo today read the riot act to members of Boko Haram Islamic sect who have been terrorizing the Northeast, warning that enough is enough. Rubbish. Enough is enough. And then what will you do? You use your jet, you pack money to go away, you build investors for your children. So bloody what? What will you do? America ran away, not to talk less of you. You think if you keep carrying your fake Bible up and down and keep chatting rubbish, somehow. In fact, the more you pray, the more buildings collapse on top of your head. Mad people. They are warning them enough. Is that how to make a compelling statement? Enough is enough. We need weapons and arms. That is what we need. Weapons and armory. That is all we need. Enough is enough. Christian Association of enough. And then so bloody what? Can't you see that Britain ran away from Afghanistan? Can't you see that the US ran away from Iraq? Can't you see that they are so sensible enough not to commit ground troops in Syria? Can't you see that? Where ISIS are, where they're holding sway. Can't you reason these daft people that call themselves preachers in this very zoo? I see people cannot reason properly. Do you think that by coming to media and talking so that next time they will give you a jumbo jet and give you more money to carry away to South Africa? Madman, who will say you're for my food. Useless people without a brain. So if you come and say enough is enough, then Boko Haram will stop or what? With your Bible, your fake Bible that you use to defraud people. That is why some idiots go and listen to you fools. And they think that we are here to do the same thing. That's what they think. Oh, if people are stealing in the name of God, nobody can see. After all, I was educated, they can be coming and deceiving us. Nonsense. Fools. We are here to prove all of you. I wish I can have all the names of these people. I will make a wish to the Biafran government that, of course, we have a list now containing about 8 people. In life and in death, these people will never come to Biafra land. If they come, they should be killed. 8 of them now. I have their names. I have their list. I have their names for because of what they have done. And I believe that 2 or 3 of them know who they are. Because of what they have done, they can never come to Biafra land. There will be no forgiveness whatsoever. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Forever and ever. So go on, keep on that. Look at these people saying, what is enough of what is enough? What is it? Are you going to take away their guns from them? Who are you? And they're even fighting an open terrain in a desert region. Talk less of when we commence our own work. In a densely forested area. In a rainforest, you cannot see us. And for your information, there is no radar penetration that can go through the foliage on a leaf. Can go through the foliage on a tree. It's impossible. I must get my grammar correct. There is no radar that can see you or detect you when you are fighting in our own terrain. Therefore, everything you have, your drones, are meaningless. Meaningless to us. All we are asking for is the arms to be able to engage these people so that they know how serious we are. Enough is enough. Christian Association of the shameless people without... How can they even come out to speak? Your churches are being blown to bits and you're talking rubbish. Enough is enough. Enough of what is enough? Mad people. Mad, insane people. The useless currency they call the Naira has nosedived as if it had any value before. This is the currency that Hausa people want to print 5,000 Naira denomination. Awusa, 5,000 Naira. You live them to print 10,000 Naira. From that one, they don't understand the meaning of inflation. Nobody actually sits down to say, how do we curb inflation? How do we... Oh dear God, is it the same school I went to that these people went to as well? Is it not the same textbook that we read? Is it not the same books that the same akwụkwọ ana agụ agụ? It's not the same thing that we all read when we went to university. Why are people thinking this way? What is wrong with black people that they cannot think? What is wrong with us that we cannot reason like human beings and stop behaving like animals? What is wrong with us? Why won't Naira nosedive and collapse? You don't manufacture anything. Can't you understand simple English? You don't manufacture everything or anything at all. Everything you import. Everything you import, everything made by man, you import it. Therefore, you need to keep printing money. You need to keep minting money. The more you mint money, the more inflation grabs hold of it and destroys you. Destroys your economy. It is a very simple thing they teach you. Your first lesson in university on economics, they teach you that. About inflation and hyperinflation as they are making noise all over the place. You can hear them, noisemakers. People going to work, that is siren. I'm sure that some of you can hear it. These are people, it's not an emergency response. It is people going to work. People going to their office with 4, 5, 6 cars. And the larger the convoy, the larger the stupidity of not just the idiot in the middle, but those of them surrounding them. These are the people I'm telling. Go and shoot the bastard dead and you see what will happen, that your life will improve. I will not be like Onozurike, who got upset and said we should abandon what we are doing and spoke in a manner that is unbecoming. I expect him to apologize live on air, of course, he has to. In a manner that is unbecoming. Unbecoming. We are here to make sure that such nonsense doesn't happen. People don't go to work with siren. We are here to ensure that we do everything humanly possible to make sure that our own currency, the Biafran currency, we don't have a name for it yet until it comes, that it will not be collapsing all the time. How can you have 1,000 Naira denomination? You want to claim you're like America, you run a presidential system of government, you travel to Britain, who they are your masters and your creators. Do they have a £1,000 bill or $1,000? Of course, they may have in dollars anyway. That is entirely their business. But it's a novelty denomination. But look at you. How many people can claim they have seen £50 note before? Ordinary 50. How many people can claim that? That they have seen it before, what it looks like? Even in America, how many people have seen $1,000 bills in America before? But here in the zoo, it is always the same. Always print more money. Aboki will tell you to print money. It's not money. Print it. Without thinking of the ramifications and effect it's going to have on those of them on fixed income, those pensioners, their money never changes. They get 7,000 Naira in a month. That's all they get as payment. That will never change. And you keep minting money. Therefore, you introduce hyperinflation that will keep going up every blessed day. Erode that very money that very soon, if you take your so-called pension from Lagos, when you travel all the way from Biafra land, you come into this heart of darkness to come and take your money. You come and take it. You can't even get back. It won't even be enough to pay your fares to go back. And people claim they are human beings. No, and what do you expect from people that have opened the gutter? Black Africa. People with open drainage system, that is the mark of people who are apes. Monkeys are better than them. That is how you know that people are mentally depraved. Their brain, the matter in their skull is not functioning properly. Open drainage, gutter. That the eyes, is unbelievable. Where are your engineers? I ask them. Where are your civil engineers and your town planners? You have all these departments in the universities. What are they doing? Why are they not being deployed to do the work? Because people are busy printing money. Reflecting increased apprehension among foreign investors. How many foreign investors do you have? I've never seen a foreign investor before around where I come from. The last foreign investor was the white people that built expanded Golden Guinea, Bagadov, to allow them to produce a beer called Bagadov. Since then, I've not seen them again. Where is this foreign investment? Where exactly is it? Foreign investment. Where is it? Foreign investors. These are people coming to lift oil. They call them foreign investors. Buying and selling. What do they know? Foreign investor. Somebody coming to pay money to come and lift crude oil is a foreign investor. He's investing in the economy. Anyway, Indians are there already because they're the largest buyers of the zoo crude. Ekweremadu and Enugu West senatorial return ticket. The Enugu West senatorial position is one sure battleground ahead of the 2015 general election. We are not interested in this rubbish. general election. What general election? We must continue. On the news of the 12 people from the zoo, 12 monkeys from the zoo that traveled to the Philippines on tourism. And they decided to stay. I don't mind if you come and you declare for asylum in Europe or in America. They are the ones eating our money. You can go there to seek asylum. Of course, you end up doing doing menial jobs and doing security work for a while. That is only normal. But at least if you go there, you can have access or opportunities. How about Philippines? Barrister, stay where you are. How about the Philippines? A Middle East carrier that allowed 12 monkeys from the zoo, 12 Nigerian nationals, without return tickets to board a flight to Manila from Doha, Qatar on Tuesday faces possible penalties after immigration authorities tagged the tourists as not properly documented. Officials at the Ninoy Aquino International Airport Terminal 1 barred the 12 Nigerian nationals, the 12 monkeys from the zoo, who were holding tourist visas, but who said they would seek admission at the Cordillera State University and had no return tickets. Immigration supervisors, that is where they are going to school, in the Philippines. I can't go on with this news. I don't know. People, I don't know what to say. Maybe barrister will have something to say. Our people are just daft beyond comprehension. Daft beyond. What are people doing in the Philippines to do? What are you going to do? To eat rice? They better went there. Barrister, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Now, of course, I'm listening.
What are people doing? Why would you go to Philippines with one-way ticket, not to come back? Philippines, to Quabicon. Oh my God.
Yes, it's because the zoo is collapsing. That is why, director. The zoo is collapsing. Even ordinary Ethiopia is better than the zoo, because Ethiopia they have airline. We don't have. But Goodluck Jonathan has 11 aircraft, private. He has 11. Majority of children back home are not in school. They don't have pencil and paper. Most of them are not even in school at all. But your president has 11, going to 12 aircraft, one man. Buhari wants to come back. Babangida wants to come back. Atiku wants to come back. And Dangote is there in Biafra rivers, only him importing every Tom, Dick and Harry food. One Hausa man, not in his land, but those in the north have been killed. Biafrans, Christians in the north have been killed, but Dangote is in our own land, where water brings fish and everything, and is happy buying food and giving us, and our people are happy. She put everything. Why Biafrans will go to Tinkan Island and go to Apapa Wharf to ship before they get home? All their profits have been taken away by internal customs and external customs, and including police that are planted sideways, collecting their own money for their own Lord Jesus Christ. Director, where shall we start from? The House of Fulani Boko Haram have freed more than 1,000. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram freed more than thousands of their own people.
2,255. And our own, we are going to court begging them. It's been adjourned for hearing on conditional bail. Anakwiri. Nonsense every blessed day.
That has been a thing of the past, director. Yeah, because we don't even talk about it anymore, because it doesn't exist. You cannot talk about something that is not fruitful. Neither is it active. So that one has been relegated to the past. And then we move forward for the future, because nobody has ever obtained their liberty via going to... The person holding you is the one who was signing for you, isn't he?
Of course.
Your own... The person who is sitting on your own wealth will be the one who will sign you and ask you to go home. Is that practicable? No. So we've ruled that as null and void, and we cannot go back into talking about something that is already dead and dusted. Director, is a shame. The Christian Association. I don't know if you watched this cartoon. It's made in India. It's called the guy who was born and left in the bush to be cared by animal. I've forgotten the name of this particular cartoon director.
Tarzan, you mean?
No, but it has a name. It has a name.
The name of the boy is Tarzan. Tarzan is the one that went to the bush, swinging from.
No, director, not that one.
Which one is
not
this?
That one.
Which one is this?
I will tell you the characters. They have Baloo. Baloo is a.
Okay. Is it Timon and Pumbaa? Is it Pumbaa? Is it a Lion King or whatever? I don't know if it is. Is it Timon and Pumbaa? Whatever. I don't know.
No. Once I remember the name, but however, let me tell you the story. It's that this guy called Baloo, which is the one of the wolves, and then the Bagheera is the one of the characters anyway. So this particular who's the panda, or if you call it what is this animal that can eat other animals, is you remember the name? Yes, it's a tweet to panda. What is the name of the... It's very aggressive. It's an aggressive animal.
Which one is it? Is it... Barrister, you're asking me questions this morning I can't answer, and I'm beginning to be worried. Maybe you're not phrasing the questions correctly. You said it's an animal.
I'm trying to tell you the story about this Christianity telling Boko Haram enough is enough. It's this particular animal. When he was swimming... And the monkeys came to throw a big knot on his head.
Hold on. Somebody's telling me, our dear sister Nyechi is telling me that. Is it Mowgli you're asking for? Is it Mowgli? Is the name
it's
of the
movie, yes.
No, I said, is the name of the boy Mowgli? Mowgli.
No,
it's not
no.
that. Please continue.
No. No.
People are giving suggestions. Maybe if people are confused, barrister, you can see how I am with your questioning this morning. It's not clear to me.
When I finish the story, I will remember.
Go ahead.
So this guy monkey, as he was swimming with this man cub, and the monkeys were having a go at them. So the monkeys threw a big knot on this guy's head, and he stood up. He said to them, "You try this again and see what I will do to you." They threw more than five or six knots on his head, but he didn't do anything. Our people usually say, "Oh, ni kogware, ya mojo joke." When the government said,
"Oh my goodness,
enough is enough. Enough of what? Is it today they started killing Christians and forming them in the church? Is it today? Enough is enough. They will not do nothing. Christians are very happy with their life. Remember, they want to go to heaven, but none of them want to die. Enough is enough. Boko Haram are making inroads in the killings of our people. You are telling them enough. Enough is what? So, enough is enough. What would you do?
Nothing.
When you don't have the power to fight, you just send one nasty message. But as soon as you hear a bomb blast, you run away. It's unfortunate, Director, but our people, I hope they are listening to all these preachings we do every day. I know, regardless, there are people's heads that are so full of rubbish. No matter what you tell them, they will never change. They will not even think about their own lives. Our brother, after all these preachings for going to 4 years now, all he told us yesterday is for the director to give up what we are doing. A golden fight to liberate our people, to make our people see things from Lower Benue to Igbocha. Our people are suffering. We have all these products planted in our soil by Chukwuebiama. But Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are there making our oil, killing us on top of it. And they are being supported by the Western people. Now, let me tell you this. Do you know that if it is possible for the Western world to gather all Africans into one particular country and carry on ruling and leading us, they'd be very happy to do it. That is what this global association, so that everybody will become the same people and then be ruled by one single white man. This is what they're clamoring to do. But unfortunately, it will not be that, not for too long, because we have suffered under their leadership. I don't know if you watch this video on Facebook. These Americans brought these two guys, one black guy, one white guy, and pointing guns at them. And the black guy went on the floor straight away. The white guy refused to go on the floor. He said, what have I done for you to be pointing guns at me? Before this guy finished, another guy came, another police officer with gun, two of them pointing a gun at one innocent guy without any gun. And that's what they practice in Nigeria. Director, when Biafra comes, no gun, as we have reiterated, you use gun to intimidate people. You make people look less of a human because you have something over and above them. This, all this rubbish will stop when Biafra comes. And of course, we have a lot of elements resisting the restoration of Biafra, but we will not allow it. We will not stop. Talking about economics, minting of money, currency, Aboki is in charge of the economy of the zoo. And that is why there has not been any progress, director.
Aboki.
Aboki is in charge.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, Lord in heaven. Aboki,
director,
Aboki is in charge of economy.
How can somebody who didn't know anything about economics, don't know about micro or macro, do not know anything about quantitative, is there, what do they sell, borrow, before they were promoted to be on top of you and I? Look at how long has that zoo existed, director. They cannot be proud of anything. I had this Yoruba guy telling us about Buhari, his profile, the profile of Atiku, the profile of Jonathan. There is nothing you can put in between all these three aspirants. What are they going there to do? To loot money, to kill more people, to sharia everybody in that particular zoo. If Biafrans do not, we've been shouting and talking. If we give up, as our people are proposing, all of us will either hide inside somewhere where the country doesn't exist, or Boko Haram will just pick us one by one and just smother us. All of us will just go straight to hell, because we refuse to restore Biafra. And we carry on eating with those who are killing you, milking your wealth, and they don't want it to exist. And Biafras, we are happy. We are seated on it because Glojonathan has 11 aircraft. And of course, he has a lot of Biafras who are serving him, taking crumbs from the table. Oh, what a shame, my people. What a shame. Stand up and take your country back so that you'll be able to see very well what you are not seeing. Good morning to all of you, Director.
Good morning, Barrister. Good morning, the very eminent barrister himself, Anthony Atlobasemamezu. And now our lines are open. Our lines are open. We can now take your calls. The time is approximately or very close to 22 minutes past 9 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. We are in the zoo. We had a slight power failure, but there is no power failure when they are going to work. You also had the sirens going, I'm sure you did, because the road is very close to our window here. And they are, that is the way they go to work in this part of the world, with so much fanfare, and noise makers who cannot do anything for themselves, apart from loot, pillage, and steal. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. You can come to us via our universal line, because our studio line here, heaven knows what is going on, just went dead. They said maybe the nearest, the mast to this place, maybe it has run out of petrol as well. Because if the mast doesn't have any petrol, all the people around that very area, they will not be able to receive any signal at all on their phone. Our lines are now open, and you are more than welcome to call us. The number you can get through to us on, we know for sure, is +44208 1339976. Our Skype is also on Radio Biafra, and the other line is Radio Biafra 1. We are on two Skype lines today, as always, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Very, very important. We are also on Tango. We are on Viber, and this is Radio Biafra. And thank you, Barrister, for having joined us again this morning. And you are at liberty, of course, to come back. We continue the discussion we had yesterday about our brother who was so frustrated to the point of him recommending or suggesting that we do abandon this very effort, which we cannot abandon because we have come such a long way. And because Chukwu Abiyama said we must do this very work, how can we say no to something ordained by the Most High God himself? We are welcoming you wherever you are. This is our AM edition. This is live program. Please, it is not recorded. This is a live program. The only way you know that is by checking that with your time where you are. The time is now 25 minutes past 9 a.m. in the morning. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. We welcome you. Our first caller today is on Skype. Let's see what I have to say. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning. Give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good morning, Director. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Osita. I'm calling from Spain, Bilbao.
From Bilbao. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, thank you for everything you have been doing for us. And thank you, Chukwuabiam, for taking you to Zoom safely.
You say? Thank you.
I was listening to yesterday night program about the abroad that I caught from Germany.
Yes.
What that guy is saying yesterday is, I know what he said is out of annoyance, but I really understand what he means. He doesn't really mean that if the guy is free, he does not mean that we should abandon the Biafra. He said it out of annoyance.
Of course.
I really understand him. And I know you too understand him too.
Of course.
But other people do not understand him.
Yes.
So what I want to tell that our brother that he should call to avoid these people. I don't like the way people are. Some people are, you know, learning him, abusing him. This is Radio Biafra. It is our radio. Everybody can call and make his own opinion. And anybody can make mistake. I know what he said yesterday is a mistake, and he's out of annoyance. And that annoyance, he directed that annoyance to the Ohane Zendara and Ohane
Zendoshi. You are correct.
Yeah, because they are the ones that are supposed to know represent us. They are supposed to know whether our Igbo name is in the constitution or Igbo name is not recognized. But they did not. So Igbo language, I mean to say. So that's annoyance of that guy. So I want that guy, if that guy is listening, he can call and apologize to what he said about abandoning Biafra struggle.
That's correct.
It's a mistake. Anybody can make a mistake.
It's a mistake because Biafra is too big. Nobody should bring Biafra that low. Biafra is too big that somebody can come and just abandon. No, it's an insult to the memory of those that died under Biafra. He must come back to apologize, and he will do so this evening.
Exactly. It's a mistake, and I really understand him.
I do,
too. I don't want people to be calling him and letting abuse on him, you know, because everybody can make mistake. Nobody's above mistake. So, Director, I really appreciate what you are doing. I thank Chukwuabiama for granting you Johnny Mercy. And I know that also will happen to you. God will always guide you. What you are doing, that also will happen to you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I am going over to the telephone line. We have somebody there. Please give us your name and where you are. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. The caller on the phone, it is your turn.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, I am talking to you. Yes.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am talking to you. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Then go ahead and say what you have to say because there's a time delay from here to you. So don't use your system to listen. Go through your phone, please. I am here and I'm waiting. Go ahead. What do you like to say?
Hello, you're hearing me, right?
Oh, my goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Go ahead. What do you like to say?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You are on Skype. Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, please.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
And good morning, brothers, Biafrans all over the world. This is Ikechukwu Onyememe from Bilbao.
From Bilbao. Yeah.
Director, yes. Paribasco, precisely.
Yes.
Director, please, I wanted to use this opportunity to ask you to use your own wisdom to handle this very matter of yesterday. The comment our brother made, is it what is it called?
Onuzirike.
Please, Director. This guy, you see, different people with different characters and understanding. These are just the way that guy can just express his own frustration.
Frustration, that's all. He's just frustrated.
It doesn't mean that guy means that you should abandon the struggle.
No, he's just frustrated.
Why should our people just very little thing, even barrister self,
I will tell you why. Barrister had a very valid reason. Barrister said he didn't say it once or twice. He kept on saying it and saying it and saying it. If you keep saying it, something as holy as this very effort, something as massive as this very effort we are making. I understand him, and I said it straight away. After he finished talking, I made it very clear to him that I understand his frustration. I know that very well. There's nothing wrong with that, expressing his frustration about what is happening, about our hopelessness.
That's correct. That is true.
That
guy is very, very frustrated. That is why he keep on repeating it. It's not as if he's not a strong member. He's a strong member. The guy in question, honestly, he is highly disappointed when he find out that our Igbo language is not even recognized in German in German country or in German whatever God. Please, Director, I want you to use this opportunity. Please, advise our people. Let us focus. Let us move ahead and forget all this, brother, this calling names. It doesn't take us anywhere. And the more we are going into this thing now, we treated this matter yesterday. This morning now, we are about to start with this matter again.
We are not treating this very matter. We have other things to discuss.
We have more
compelling things to discuss, and that is exactly what we're going to do.
The whole world is listening to this program, so I think we cannot be beating around the bush repeating what happened yesterday. Director, listen, if you don't use this opportunity that to ask everybody to stop over this issue, then people will be calling names, doing this, repeating one thing or the other. That is not what we want. Director, please, I want to ask you one or two things off air, because it's very, very important. Very, very important, Director. Yes.
You have to call immediately, as I say, immediately after the program, you call back exactly on Skype, the same way that you called now.
I raise my matter.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have people everywhere. They're calling us. We must go to them. Even Barrister doesn't know the same book that he's asking of. I told Barrister Mowgli, and he said no. Barrister, you're talking about the Jungle Book. Everybody got it right. People cannot be wrong. People are listening to Radio Biafra all over the world. And I want Barrister to come back to clarify himself. It is the Jungle Book. Everybody by none. All our people who are learned, they are saying the book is the Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Of course, I know Rudyard Kipling, the very wordsmith from England. I know him very well, and not know him personally, but I know his work. And the name is Baloo. Baloo is the bear, and the man is Mowgli. So I was right. So Barrister, he has come to... Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Director.
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, it's Jungle Book. That is the name I was after.
They are right.
Jungle Book.
They are correct.
Director, if you watch the Jungle Book, you will laugh and laugh and laugh. So that is the character I was trying to depict. These Christians say, you try this again, enough, rubbish enough. Director, let me quickly correct this man, last brother that made his call.
Please do.
No matter any frustration from anybody, please don't bring your frustration on Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is so vital to 99% of people out there listening. So my last brother, even if you yourself have a frustration, keep it to yourself, because the frustration has nothing to do with Radio Biafra. Never has it got to do with Biafra. The Nigerians who are toiling and beating about against everybody, they are not Biafrans. If somebody wants to bring you down, and then you're doing something to get yourself up, what will frustrate you to say, abandon what you're doing? To me, it doesn't make sense. So you, the last caller, is saying that even Barrister, this Radio Biafra is so important to my life, that I gave in all I have in this my lifetime to make sure that Biafra comes. So whatever frustration any of you do have, don't bring it here on Radio Biafra. You can talk about anything. Yes, of course, it's your radio. But nobody should downgrade or denigrate this language called RBL, trying to restore Biafra. I don't charge anybody, or we can charge anywhere, but nobody should get mad and get to Biafra land or play or talk with the name of Biafra, talkless of abandoning it. That is a crime, if you ask me. Nobody should meddle or play. Director was right. The frequency of this guy saying, abandon this. If he said it once or twice, that's fine. And director was trying to correct him and say, no. He keeps saying, director, hey, stop it. My brother who made this last call, I don't think you have your senses what you're talking about. Playing the name of Biafra. Because Afo Chidani, go to Oyojo. Don't come to Biafra land or Radio Biafra to play about what we are trying to resurrect. Before Radio Biafra come, is anybody talking about Biafra apart from what Wazuke was doing and playing politics with people's lives? Here, all of us are geared to bring in Biafra, and nobody should ever mess about with it. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, and I agree with you as well. I agree with you. Regardless of your frustration, you channel it in the very right way. I could have been frustrated myself and said, I want nothing to do with Biafra, and then decide to stay in England and have fun. My wife is very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. So I will have no problem whatsoever. So what is the problem? We are here to ensure that we get Biafra in truth and honesty, bar nothing else. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Director. My name is Tochukwu and I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go ahead.
I called yesterday, actually.
Tochukwu, stay where you are very briefly. Don't disengage. Stay where you are. Let's take this call.
Okay.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, we've lost both. I have lost Tochukwu. Oh, my goodness me. I want him to please try and call us back. Try and call back, please, if you can. I had somebody trying to call us, so I naturally thought that that person was trying to get through. And please, if we take your call, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? No, this caller is from Germany, but they're not saying anything. Not saying anything at all. Let us go to the coordinator's line and see who is there. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
You are the person on the coordinator's line, so I am talking to you. Yes.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
My name is Chukwu Obiukwu. National Coordinator of South Africa.
South Africa National Coordinator, please go ahead.
Director, I want to comment on the yesterday issue.
Yes.
Concerning the guy calling from Germany. Yeah, Director, I understand where the guy is going. What he say, he's not saying to the Biafras, but he's saying to the Ohanaeze Ndigbo.
That is correct.
Ohanaeze Ndiala.
Yes.
Those people that claiming that they are Ohanaeze Ndigbo, they don't know that their language is not even on the dictionary or even on the any constitution of the Nigeria. And they are claiming Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Ohanaeze Ndiala. Last 2 weeks, we went to the Anambra meeting here, sharing our pamphlet, and I was very, very happy what we are doing. And even we are ready to go to Imo meeting, Abia meeting, Delta meeting, Bayelsa meeting one by one. And after that, we are going to meet all the whole Biafran churches, all the whole Biafran pastors here in South Africa. And we are going to list the names one by one. Any church that we went, and if they accepted us, we are going to list the name of the church and the name of the pastor, where the pastor come from. If they are rejecting us, we are going to list the name of the pastor and where the pastor come from. So whenever we get Biafra, we will make sure that we are tracing them one by one. They will not be in Biafra land. Until they will come on air and apologize to all Biafrans. And another thing I want to say, Director, on this struggle. So many of the coordinators doesn't know what they are into. This is do or die affair we are battling. I don't see the reason why a coordinator will be moving on and telling our enemies how we are planning on this our struggle. And Director, what I want to tell you is this. You are the commander of this movement. And whoever that you say, sit down here, must obey your command.
Very simple.
The person must be out.
Immediately now. And
there's one thing I want to tell you, Director. Can I?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and say it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Football match. Have you seen in a football match, have you seen when the referee give someone red card in the first half and in the second half they brought the person in again? Is
no.
it possible?
No, never, never.
It's not possible.
Never.
So Director, this question goes to you, Director. Whosoever that you receive a red card on this issue will not come back again until you get Biafra.
You see?
I must say this to all the whole national coordinator, even the zonal coordinator all over the world. Any of them that they mention their name on the air, they have already received red card. And no coming back until the final match. When they will restore the Biafra, then you will now bring them back here.
Yes.
So I'm telling the coordinators over the world, this is the opportunity for them. If you are calling yourself a Biafra, on this struggle that you are into, we need only two types of Biafra. Either you bring out your money, or you come out and support whatever that we are doing. Today again, we are planning to move on because we are waiting our pamphlet to come out. 10,000 pieces that we are ordering for now is a new pamphlet that we are printing. Because this society that I mentioned on, we are going to meet them one after the other. There's a lot of people here, for example, in South Africa, they're not hearing about this Radio Biafra, but immediately they got off our pamphlet, they was very, very, very happy. Every minute of the day, they are calling me on phone, even the barristers also, they are coming from Biafra land, but they are here, they don't know what is happening. But this, through our pamphlet, they know that we are moving on. So that, Director, I thank you for whatever that you are doing for all the Biafran people. For what happened yesterday, I don't want you to take it up. Because sometimes our people, I don't know how their understanding is. Any little thing, they will capture on that issue. And that is be the topic of the day. So let everything that happened yesterday, I am hearing the guy long time when I'm starting hearing Radio Biafra, even when the Radio Biafra was speaking twice in a week, 2010-11. Please, let the guy and apologize to all Biafrans all over the world. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. That's all he needs to do is to apologize and then we move on. And he must apologize, of course. He has to apologize. This is, because Biafra is not a joke. It is not a joke. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. Can you hear me? No. I can hear you. You're the one not saying anything. I can't hear you.
I'm saying something.
I can hear you. Now, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. It's better now.
Yeah. Once again, my name is Tochukwu Nwanko. I'm calling from Sweden. Yeah, I just want to comment because yesterday I called on the guy that speak. You know, like I just want to comment on the last caller that I called before a barrister called. Is I said about barrister, like you know, it's not even it should not have the right to say that kind of thing he's saying, because there is a free speech for everybody here. If you say something that is irrelevant, something that can affect the struggle, people have the right to call and say no to this, no matter who, even you, Director. If you say something that has to do with this IPOB that will keep people's morale and demoralize people, people have the right to go and say no to you, you know, like, because this struggle is not just for only one. Yeah, this is something that has to do with, this is a country, this is not a private something. If you have any anger or anything, you can wait till you become okay before you can call, so you can make a reasonable contribution. Not you call to demolize people. Because yesterday, you know, why I even called that yesterday is because there is some new people that I'm giving this platform to listen. What they are listening for the first time, and they hear this kind of thing. Somebody calling, and the old member for that matter, as you said, calling to say they should abandon the struggle. How are they going to feel listening for the first time? So that our brother that called just now, he's saying rubbish. He's because he knows everything. Like, you know, he's been listening to this struggle. What about the people that is listening for the first time, and they are listening like for the first time, and they are hearing this kind of thing? How are they going to feel? So before somebody calls this radio station and say something, you should think about something before he says. You should think very well. You should not come and blame barrister for anything, because barrister is doing the right thing. Yeah. So it's not. I'm not calling to further the matter again or something. But I'm calling for in the respect of something. I'm not much angry with the person that called yesterday, but this person that called today and say about barrister or something like that. Barrister is doing the right thing. What is he calling for? What is he saying? Is he trying to bring confusion here? I don't know. I don't understand our people. You know, it's not good.
It is not. I understand that very well. I understand you very, very well as well. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? I'm asking. There is no one there. No one is there. So we go over to the coordinator's line. I had to sneeze. I don't think I've been able to sneeze on air before, but I did now. Please do pardon me. Oforma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
You are one of us. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Director, and good evening from here. My name is Chukwudi Oforma. I'm calling from Australia. Director, I want to thank Chukwudi Abiyama. On your head.
Thank you.
And I want to say, may Chukwudi Abiyama continue to guide you.
Yes, sir.
We are marching forward. Anybody on our way, Chukwudi Abiyama will crush.
Immediately.
Crush that person.
Immediately.
Yes. Well, I wanted to add my own voice of our brother that called yesterday in Germany. He's a very strong member of a Biafran family. And what he said is out of frustration, because it's a disgrace to an Igbo race that in Germany, they don't regard, they say they don't exist. I quite understand why he said what he said. And I knew that he didn't meant it, but just the way he expressed his own anger. You know, some people can be very angry. They are speechless. They can't even say a word.
That's correct.
They might be repeating one word on and on continuously. And that is what exactly what happened last night. And it's not something we continue giving a weight, because it doesn't carry a weight. Got a message. He said, disgrace to an Igbo race. That the German authority, Igbo language is not recognized in their social welfare, something to translate.
Yes.
And they consulted the voice. It's a disgrace. And it's to us and to those who answer our Haneze. So they should pick it up and go and fix it. Yeah, that's what I want to say. We shouldn't. It's just the way he expressed himself. And that's why I see it. Yeah, I think we focus on our main goal. Director, I want to say to you, all our enemy has to fall before us. They already failed anyway. And Biafra must come. And we must witness the Biafra coming. And Chukwu Abiyama will continue doing what they are doing. We're on the right track. Nothing is stopping us. Our enemies are even afraid of us. They are, and where they should be.
We expect them to be. They should be afraid of us. Why not?
Because our hands are clean.
Of course. No?
Yes, and you know they will come. They keep on coming. But the only issue I have is for our people who doesn't understand how devil operates. You know, some of us thought that devil operates by being a spirit, coming in form of a spirit. Devil, you see, is a human being. He uses human being to do his job. And those who are trying to discourage you,
yes,
are the agent of the devil.
Of course they are.
Just simple. If somebody come and tell you what you are doing, Biafra is wrong, just automatically know that person is an agent of darkness. He doesn't want you to succeed. The question you're asking me is, why do you do as you do? Have you been paid? Have them on getting into you? Just know that. I will encourage everyone, focus on the goal. Don't look at the distraction. Focus on the Biafra. In the morning, stand on the Biafra. In the afternoon, stand on the Biafra. At night, continuously. Don't change. Any gossip, tell that person to go to hell. What you want is Biafra. Because people will come to try to distract you. And guess what? If you fall on the trap, you miss your opportunity. Because this race to restore the God's kingdom on this earth,
That is what you operate.
What are you doing? Is it not what you are doing?
Exactly.
You try to exclude yourself because devil getting into somebody to come and confuse you. From that, you deviate and jump into error. You just shot yourself in the foot, my brother. I will encourage you, if anybody carry any rubbish to come and tell you, just tell that person, go to hell, I don't need to hear it. I'm working for God's kingdom. It's a privilege.
And I want to work for God's kingdom. I want to add to what you're saying this morning. Because the thing is, I don't mention your name all the time. You have been with us from day one. Even our new website, yes. You built it. Everything, you have given us a transmitter before, all the rest of it, you have run excellently well. The thing is this, people don't understand it. You see, people read the Bible, they don't understand what they are reading. When Yeshua prayed, Yeshua is Jesus Christ. He said, let thy kingdom come on earth and thy will be done forever and ever. After he fasted, or former, before he continued his ministry, who was the first person to confront him after he fasted?
Devil.
Simple. Because the devil will always come, not wanting you to do that will of God. The devil will come. Some of them, they come, they say, oh, but we are part of this group before. We are women in the diaspora. We are women in the Biafra. And it doesn't stop the devil from going inside you to stop the work of God. After all, the devil did not say to Yeshua, commit a sin. The devil simply said, turn this bread to stone, because you said you have the power. So the devil used exactly the same thing, the same power that the devil knows that Yeshua had. You have the power. Why don't you turn these stones into bread? Oh, you have the power. You said the angels of the Lord, the same thing they are saying to us. From what you just said now, it struck me that Satan will not come direct. Satan will come through Rochas Okorocha's Believe Human Rights Initiative. Satan will come through the people that inbox you. Satan will come through some of these useless women who don't know how to speak.
Correct.
Who don't have.
Correct.
Just imagine our brother. People don't understand what Biafra means to people. I know Onuzurike very well. I know him. I have seen the mom. He donated land to us. The mother very gladly showed it to us. Very gladly. I have the video to prove it. He is a committed Biafran, but he was expressing his frustration. That I understand. But there are people being used by Satan, Lucy Ekwensu, to stop the work of God, because the first person to confront Jesus Christ, Yeshua, when he finished fasting in the wilderness, was Satan. Because Satan doesn't want the kingdom of God to come. And as you said, if you find yourself working to restore Biafra through IPOB, you are doing God's work. Simple as that.
Correct. That's it, yes. You have said it all, Director. So I encourage everyone, let us continue what we are doing. We're almost there. You know, temptation comes when you're almost getting closer to your goal, to your destination. That's when devil will come and fight. And again, remember, we are fighting the most where the Lucifer himself lives, which is Nigeria. Nigeria is a demonic himself. So what do you expect? Spiritually, they will try to crush you. But they can't, because spiritually we are greater than them. So devil will fight, we do his own thing. So it's up to us to continue pushing forward. Don't give up until we crush that devil. And that devil is human being like us. And it can be a different name, but we have to continue. until Biafra is restored. All these things we are passing is a test to know if we actually want that kingdom, Biafra, on this earth.
Yes.
So we have to persist, persistent, pays off, persistent, persist. That's the goal. Don't listen to any gossip. And we get Biafra because it's already ordained by Chukwu Abiama. And he said that my word will come to pass, and it will surely come to pass. And nothing shall happen to those who are working for him, that all our enemies will fall before us. And I'm grateful to Chukwu Abiama for the atonement. I never knew that this will be the result of atonement. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I continue praising Chukwu Abiama for everything he has done. And his kingdom must be restored on this earth. And Director, okay. you are then to do the job. And you said, do not attach my anointing. And that was the word that was said upon your head.
Thank you. And we'll
keep your good work.
I'll keep it. I will keep it. Be rest assured, I will keep it. And thank you very much for all the work you've been doing for your country. We are exceptionally grateful. And we'll remain ever grateful for the work you have done. I don't call you all the time because I don't want Satan to keep trying you as well. I don't want Satan to try you because if you fall, then there will be a very serious problem, but you will not fall. You're a very good man. You're very strong. And I remember where I was at BP petrol station in West Croydon the day that you rang me. I had to go and park inside the petrol station to speak to you. From that day to this very day, you have never wavered. Financially and otherwise, you are there. And I want you to continue. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody else on the other Skype line as well. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear sister. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Director, my name is Onyechi Jennifer Obi. I'm calling you from Geneva, Director, and I hope everything is good with you.
Very well. Thank you very much. Chukwu Abiama is God. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I just want to, make my own comment concerning one thing happened yesterday with one of our brother. Asking you to just stop everything you are doing and go back to London. I'm not going to condemn him as well, but I'm advising him to stop saying such a thing because it does not make sense to me. I mean, if the German or I don't know, I think he's from Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
He's living. He's not from Germany. He's living in Germany.
Why? Because of the German, people don't want to recognize our language, make him to ask you to stop because it's like we did something wrong. It's not our fault indeed. So he should not say such a thing. And another thing yesterday, I remember you said that in Yes Coming, our language, we no more exist.
Of course, yes. No.
What do you mean by saying that? Because I really don't
understand. You will not find enough people speaking Igbo language anymore. Nobody will be speaking Igbo language anymore. That's
why.
What do you mean? What is the meaning of why? What is why? Can you speak Igbo language for 5 minutes without adding English or French?
No.
Does your child speak Igbo language?
My child is too small to speak the language, but I'm trying to.
No. I will ask you. Does your child speak French or understand French?
He do because he's living in French
exactly.
country.
Exactly. We are scattered all over the place like refugees. Then how can your language survive? You don't have the only reason why the Israelites survived over 2,000 years of subjugation and bondage and persecution all over the world is because they had their religion. You, what is your religion? As an Igbo person, that will save you. Nothing. Do you have your language to save you? Nothing. Do you have your own land, your own territory to save you? Nothing. The only thing you have is buying and selling.
No, but this is the duty of the parents to teach the children their language.
When the parent is at work, in America they work for 25 hours a day. The mom is at work, the father is at work, working for 25 hours a day. There is the nanny. They have the nanny. They have nanny in the house teaching them. The nanny maybe come from Puerto Rico or maybe from Mexico. What is the child going to speak? Maybe a Latino. I don't know. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
So the language is going extinct. Unless you have Biafra, you people are finished. Completely wasted people. Completely wasted. Okay. And this will go down in history as the most selfish generation. And Chukwu Abiyama will decimate all of us. After here, we'll start going to hell immediately with fire and brimstone in it. People think it's a joke. It is not, my dear sister. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. Igbo language is going extinct. Extinct. It's gone and gone and wiped away. I even go to meetings. Even preachers, they preach to our people in English. Even our grandmothers, they understand English language very well. And it is not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
My Ebu director.
My dear brother.
November that I stopped, October I stopped hearing your voice. I was angry, and you announced that you're going to the zoo. I was upset about from the thought of this month hearing your voice again. I'm so happy that you are back and you're back for good. This is excellent. I'm back, excellent. Calling from Thailand.
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm happy to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Please cheer our people up. Cheer our people up. I'm happy to. There's something I want to say. Please. I don't know what happened to our website, www.biafra.co. What happened to that website?
It's fine. It is changed. We have changed. We have gone to a new website, but it's still the same.
Because sometimes if I stand and say they want to hack my distance.
No. It's, if you go back there now, you will see it. We are back on. It's because we are migrating our data from where, after all the attacks by Jonathan and his men. So we wanted to move to a platform that is more secure. And this platform we are on now is more secure. If you go there now, you will be able to see it.
Okay.
Radio Biafra.co is there.
Yeah, I'll be able to see it, but I can't access it and I can't read I can't even play the previous download.
It is there. And we are still working on it. And I know a former is listening. Please, a former. We want, if you go to that same website and go to broadcast, you will see it there. But a former, we need to make it in a way that it defaults to home so that our people see the home news, first of all. I don't know. They need to see our broadcast. It is very, very important. Okay? I think a former is still listening and he will be able to, a former is still listening and he'll be able to correct it. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my Abu director, I don't know where you are now, at the heart of the zoo or the darkness of the zoo. Which place?
I'm in the heart of darkness itself.
My brother, I'm so happy that you are back again. Because to be honest with you, I excellent cannot live without listening to Radio Biafra.
Excellent, stay where you are. Right. 1 second, let's take this call. Remain where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They keep calling us from Germany. I don't know if it's on his record or not. A caller from Germany, but they're not saying anything. I don't know why. And excellent, please, and thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. If you call us back, please, we will be able to take your call. I don't know why we lost it completely there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, the director.
Please go ahead. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay. My name is Okechukwu Ikeme. Okechukwu Kere Ikeme. I'm from Ami Igbo, Igbo Ngidi, in Wangele, local government of Land of Biafra.
And in the next 75 years, my dear brother, maybe that will be called Hausa Ngidi, or maybe Yoruba Ngidi, no longer Igbo Ngidi. Even people, as I'm being told by my dear sister, the husband told her. Hold on a second, my dear, you will speak. But there is something that upsets me very, very much.
Can I come?
Yes, sir. Yeah, go. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. When you finish, I will say what I have to say. Go ahead.
Director, you remember that when you came to Manchester last time, when you spoke to our people here?
Yes.
I brought the painting about the children of Biafra.
Yes.
And, really you appreciated the painting. So the painting, I couldn't sell it, but I want to dedicate it to Biafra land for the Biafra struggle.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
If anyone can bid and you know, take up the painting, you will use the money to put into our post for our struggle.
Wonderful. I think the painting has to be put up somewhere, maybe on Facebook as well, that people can bid for it, and also our website.
It's on Facebook. I will direct it to your to Biafra Facebook direct. I think that would be the best.
That would be the best.
And then I will give it to our coordinator, our regional coordinator, which is Adler Moluku.
Yes.
So the painting is now dedicated for Biafra, so they should know this.
Yes, go ahead.
They don't emanate from our king chamber, which is Biafra land. When you don't emanate, when you don't speak, people...
Hello?
Don't hear your voice. Immediately you left here, you spoke from, you know, a little while before you made your journey to, you know, the land of darkness.
Yes.
God is you. So but now you are proceeding to go to our, you know, where the sun shines, which is the land of Biafra.
Of course.
As you go, and you come back. Nothing will happen to you.
You see?
But there's something I want to let you know. You are the child of Chukwu Abiama.
You see?
You rightly said to, you asked one of our sisters just who spoke last from Geneva, that can she speak Igbo without putting any English? Or the children, what language are they speaking? And you try to make her understand that Igbo language is
dying.
It's getting dead.
It's dying. It's dying.
Dead. It's already dead.
Or maybe it's dead already. Who knows?
My director, I have my Igbo Bible around me wherever I go. I have it even as I'm talking to you here. I always wait to talk to people. Whenever they speak, I'll ask them some questions. People who quote on Bible. You know, sometimes we don't understand what Igbo means. Igbo language, as you always direct to them, that we are not Igbos, we are only speak Igbo language. We are Biafran.
Yes, of course.
They don't really understand it.
No, they won't.
Many don't really understand what they are trying
to
say.
They don't.
Do you know that some people don't even know their name in English? Many people don't know even their name in English. When you should know that Igbo language has completely dead is when you go to Lagos. I'm not talking about overseas. Lagos, come on, Lagos.
That is what our sister is telling me. That is what our sister is inboxing me, saying the husband is saying. Not just USA. Ordinary village. Even Lagos, Nketi. Even Enugu.
Lagos,
they speak
come on,
English.
Lagos. You can never. I was buying a corn. I was buying a corn from a woman on the street in Ago Palace. The woman was talking to the child in English. In broken English. I said, woman, I said, Mama, what language are you using? Are you an Igbo? She said, yes. Why do you use that language, English or broken English to your child? He said, because he cannot understand. I said, you are the cause. You are the cause. Look at my children here. None of my children in Germany, none of my children, including the one I had with a German woman, answers English name. I have Uke, I have Kelechi, I have Ikenna, I have Ikemba, I have Norma. I will never, ever give any English name to my child. Even the one I'm answering, they call the Dixon, which I don't even know the meaning until I came to Germany and found the Dick is something big. I told you this before.
Yes, you did.
If our people don't remove this stupidity, calling their children precious, this, that and that, without even trying to remember where they come from, they are all perished. Let us not start pretending as if we are fighting Biafra. And if you go to their domot, if you go to the house, hey, call uncle, do this. Why are you speaking Igbo to uncle? This is what they teach their children. And we are here preaching about Biafra. Somebody will get up and say that. Our Igbo language is not. Does it make any sense? Is that what we are talking about? To abandon our rights because of Germans don't recognize Igbo language. So sometimes when such issues come up, you don't even look at those issues. Let us fight squarely for what we are fighting for. Like what our barrister said, let us fight squarely for what we are fighting for, not Igbo language. If you are frustrated with whatever somebody made you to be somewhere in some place in German land, should not make you to come up and say we should abandon your right, your father's land, your father's everything, your father's religion, just because you are not being recognized by a group of people. It doesn't make any sense. Let us talk and get what we are looking for. And let us not be deliberating on this issue too many times. Let us, you know, channel our mind and our everything to this particular goal you are fighting for. Anybody who raises mouth to say you should abandon it, let him go and eat shit with that thought. This is what I'm saying. Nobody should say such a thing. Nobody should start talking rubbish because he doesn't know the people you are healing worldwide. Your voice is healing many of us. Whenever you talk, we square up. If nobody is clearing up, my very self, Okechukwu Ikemi, is clearing up. I've been telling you, I will tell you something someday to come. You started this journey 1999. That 1999, add 9 plus 9 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. Is that not enough for you to know what you are going for? That is the last number, like I told you when you came to Manchester.
Yes.
When I tried to teach people who are the Igbos. Igbos have been practicing Kabbalah before ever any other person existed.
That is correct.
We are the Kabbalists, and we know what we are doing. We do things with number. AK Ori Afo Unkwa. Four.
Always four. Everything is binary. Always four.
We are balanced. And nobody should come up and start telling you to abandon what you have balanced to do. You are balanced. You are squared before you start this journey.
Of course.
You are squared, should not make you to go back. Because if you go back, believe me, you get sick. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
I told you, Nnamdi started this journey. Nnamdi is going to end this journey. Nnamdi Azikiwe started it. Nnamdi Kanu is ending it. And if anybody doubts it, let them come to me. I will tell them why. They don't know anything. They are not spiritually balanced. You are spiritually balanced. I told them last time. Say, like, when people go to church, they say Rara and Mama. They don't know they are calling the sun. That is with the children of sun. When they say Ra, Ra means sun. They don't know. When the pastors are telling you Ra, Mama, the feminine and the masculine, they don't know even what they are worshipping in the churches. So what I'm telling you is keep going. We are with you. Nothing. As Nigeria says, nothing is no shaking or whatever they said, no shaking. Nothing is shaking you. We are behind you.
Thank you very much.
What I'm saying.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. And we have quite rightly come to the end of this morning's broadcast. In the evening, we are going to return as usual. Please hold your fire. And in the evening, we will proceed to... just imagine the noise coming from outside. These are if the noise pollution. Omogi, nothing seems to be working. Noise pollution everywhere. Somebody's on a public address system. I don't know. Monchobe Conner is maybe selling soup. Disturbing people. Disturbing the peace of the people. I don't know. Chukwu Abiyama, please deliver your children. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for having listened this very morning. And wherever you are, please remember also to join us this evening. Tell your friends, keep on sharing those flyers. Keep on inboxing people. Tell them that Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. We are on satellite. People sometimes may be out of ignorance, a combination of ignorance and delusion, say that Radio Biafra is just on the internet. Yes, we are. And more people come on the internet than any other media platform in the world. That goes to show the mind again, the hopelessness of the brain of a black person. We are on a platform that we can reach most people, given our budget. But we are also on satellite. Satellite, for your information, we are not just on the internet. We are on satellite. That will continue to expand sometime later on this evening when you join us. 8 p.m. here, 7 p.m. in London. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for having listened. That is why to us. Don't ask us to stop doing Biafra. Because to us, Biafra is our religion. You cannot ask me to abandon my religion, will you? Biafra is my religion. This is where I worship. It is called Radio Biafra. Is in the mind. is in the spirit. Radio Biafra is where we worship because Chukwu Abiama is God. And he will remain so forever and ever. That is why he will bless, nurture, guide, sustain each and every one of you and your families now and forever. But more importantly and more critically, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all very much for listening. And you will join us again 8 p.m., 7 p.m. in London. It's from me here. It's simply good morning.
Triumphant from all our foes.